folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Hello.
Mike, are you finished swallowing that sausage?
Whoa. That don't... Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's dinner time, people.
Yeah, it's dinner. Poor Mike. He's been working so hard. He's been working so hard on Grafton Gulch and on all of his other projects.
Oh, man.
And, oh, he's just a very busy man. So sometimes he has to eat dinner while we're recording Pork Therapy. So please excuse any chewing noises that you might hear during the making of this podcast.
I hope you can't hear any chewing noises.
I'll do most of the talking, Mike. You just do the eating. And it's not the first time it's happened. There was one episode where you were eating a piece of pizza, as I recall. Yeah. And you could hear the little chewing.
Oh, no, you could not.
Yes, you actually could.
I hope that was a very early episode.
I think it was. There, you know, as an aside, there are some of our early episodes that I am just not proud of, but if you want to hear them anyway, you can go to our website at porktherapy.com. That's porctherapy.com.
Did we even introduce ourselves yet?
I don't think so.
We're Pork Therapy. And that's Stephanie.
And this is Mike eating dinner. Wait, that's Stephanie. This is Mike. It sounded like I'm Mike, but I'm actually Stephanie. And
I'm pretty sure the social norm would be for them to have guessed that the Stephanie was the female.
Yes, I would have to agree with you there.
But we do like to buck social norms.
Yes, we sure do. And on that note,
let's get into the show.
Yeah, let's get into the show. This show, I think, is an important one, because the reason that we do Pork Therapy, as we like to say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, I think it's good to reiterate yes. Why we're here. You know,
relationships are essential to healthy and happy people.
Yes, and they're essential to getting along in a voluntary society, really, or any society at all, but especially
a voluntary society.
Yeah, and it's important for people to know how to solve their problems like adults and, you know, not always rely on authority figures. I think, you know, sometimes that could have its place, I guess. But regardless of that, let's just jump into the topic. There have been a number of news items lately that have irked the crap out of me.
And that's some serious irking.
That is some serious irking. And I guess we can just talk about them, you know, one by one. But the first one was, there was a kid, I guess, and the kid was maybe 7 or 8 years old. And the kid's mother one day found a video of the kid swearing on YouTube.
Okay.
And the kid swearing on YouTube, you know, this was a young kid. Obviously, the mother was very displeased by that. And it turned out that the kid's neighbor had taken the video of him swearing and posted it on YouTube. And then when the mother asked the kid about it, she said, well, oh, this neighbor paid me $1 and said, can I take a video of you swearing? It'll be really funny. And
so the kid did it. It was intentional and somewhat nefarious. It wasn't like the neighbor happened to be babysitting by the parent's request and happened to be videotaping when the kid said something silly. It was specifically asked for.
Yeah, the neighbor definitely kind of goaded him into it. But but the neighbor did also say that the kid had a reputation for swearing and that, you know, the neighbor... Mike is trying to eat in the closet.
I'm a closet eater, but anyway, go on.
Well, the neighbor was saying that the kid had a reputation for swearing and that he wasn't really... necessarily teaching the kid anything new.
True.
He was just kind of
documenting it, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And so the mother got upset about this, but instead of talking to the neighbor, she called the cops.
Wow. See, now that is a social norm that I think is absolutely exceptional people skills to break. Calling the cops for a social conflict.
Yeah, what?
That is
what?
Ridiculous social norm.
What the heck? I mean, I think...
I'm referring to our last episode, but
yeah,
it's a terrible way to handle situations. you don't like something that someone is doing.
And so instead of talking to them about it, maybe trying to persuade them to change their behavior.
You tattle on them to whatever you consider authority.
Yeah, it's just the worst way to deal. Mm-hmm. And usually the cops escalate the situation. They don't make it
better.
They're
trained to.
They're not there to solve your interpersonal problems, okay? Probably, you know, some of the police that I've met anyway are not really interested in interpersonal conflicts, to put it nicely.
Right.
I mean, that's not what they're there to do. They're there to apprehend criminals and arrest sometimes people who aren't criminals or anyone they see as breaking the law. And so when they get called on someone like this who is, you know, YouTube posting a little kid swearing and the mother calls and complains, well, you know, they're there to make an arrest. They're there to charge the guy with something.
When you call the cops on your neighbor because your neighbor is playing their music too loud, the cops want to come out and arrest someone. They don't want to solve anything. They don't want to help you work it out. They don't want to make you guys happy. They're there to come out and arrest someone, to give someone a citation demanding money, or to put them in jail. That's what cops do.
And in some cases, in the cases of like domestic violence and stuff like that, in some cases they're actually required to make an arrest. They have to arrest somebody. If they're called out to a scene of domestic violence, they have to make an arrest.
That's right. So never mind that.
And call us out on that if it's not true. But
no, it is true in some places.
Yeah.
So don't call us out if it's not true, because it may not be
true
where you live.
It is true in some places.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, an example of that would be two people in a relationship and living together are fighting, yelling at each other, and one of them is so upset that they call the cop on the other. And then in the 30 minutes it takes the cop to get to that emergency situation, yes, I'm ragging on cops, the two people stop arguing. They make up or they calm down or something.
Yeah.
And it's over, and then the cop has to arrest someone.
Or the alternative scenario, which nobody wants to happen, which is that let's say there's a couple and they're fighting and one of them actually feels threatened, like that the partner is going to get violent. Well, it takes the cop 30 minutes to get there.
And yeah, good point.
By that time, if violence is going to happen, may have already happened. And
you know what else?
It's not really solving the problem.
Why not take some responsibility for your life and defend yourself? Learn how to learn a martial art to defend yourself.
Protect yourself.
Protect yourself. Carry a gun. Have an extra key. Have a safe room. Have a friend's phone number for emergency to call him over.
Yeah, have an escape plan somewhere you can go.
If you call a cop over, even to protect you, and this is in the news all the time, he or she, the cop, may just decide to cite you or arrest you because they see a roach on your table. Oh, are you smoking weed? I'm going to arrest you too. Or instead.
Or they misunderstand the situation think you're the one who's doing
whatever, they
side with the other person.
Or even if you're calling because your spouse or your significant other is getting violent and you're scared and the cop comes out and understands correctly and tries to subdue him, maybe he'll accidentally shoot your dog in the process.
Yeah, there's...
That's also in the news all the time.
There's very little... Yeah, I mean, we do hear about these things in the news all the time. And the major point is that, you know, usually when you call the police because of an interpersonal conflict that is, you know, nonviolent, like, for instance, the kid that was swearing or, you know, two people having kind of an argument or a domestic dispute or something like that, there's usually nothing good that's going to come of that. And you're not, I don't think you're going to have an easy time like settling that. It's not going to help you settle the conflict that sparked that disagreement, right?
Mm-hmm. What good can come of having a bully with a gun come in and break you two up?
They're not a mediator.
Problem will happen again next time. In fact, it's often like, I'm not talking about the kid who's swearing, although maybe we can relate it. Mm-hmm. But if you call the cops on your neighbors who are playing their music too loud, without ever asking them to turn it down or working up an agreement that they only do it during certain times, or you concede to this if they concede to that. If you just call the cops on them, I think it's probably pretty likely that they'll be pissed and do it even louder tomorrow night.
Yeah, or they'll retaliate against you, or they'll call the cops on you or something like that. You know, they'll find some way to retaliate. And when that happens, there's a communication breakdown and you're not actually working together to work out the problem.
Communication breakdown. Had to break into song there. A little zap for you.
We always love it when Mike sings, but... So, okay, what are some ways... I think, you know, we may get criticized because people will say, well, you know, you're saying not to use the police to solve your interpersonal problems, but you're not giving any solutions. So what would be something that mother who didn't like the fact that her son was swearing on YouTube, what could she have done instead of call the cops? I have a couple ideas, but I want to hear yours.
Okay, well, depends on what angle you want to attack this from. On one thing she could do is realize that profanity is just sounds. And and the kid learned it from somewhere. Yeah. Do you swear in front of your kid? And who cares if they swear? Maybe you should communicate with your child and let them know, you know, I don't like those words. Please don't use them around me. Mm-hmm. They're not appropriate to use around certain people, like your teachers or your parents or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you probably shouldn't use them around them, or you might face some bad consequences. So talk to and educate the child about swearing.
Yes.
That's one way.
Yep.
Another way would be to...
And don't do things because you're... neighbor pays you a dollar.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah. Don't do things that strangers tell you to do just because, yeah, that's a little, I mean, that I could see that
could
leading.
Be scary.
Yeah. That could be, you know, hey kid, get in this van and I'll give you a piece of candy, you know, like that's no good. You don't want your kid doing that. So give them a little education about that too.
What's one of your ideas?
Well, another idea in addition to educating the kid about swearing is, for the mother to talk to the neighbor that put the video up on YouTube and say, hey, like, why did you do this? I really don't like the fact that my kid is up there. I think it reflects poorly on me and him, and I think he would probably be embarrassed if he knew a little bit more about the situation. So, you know, could you please take that video down?
And ask me in the future before you put, you know, videotape us and put us up. Now, obviously, I don't think that anyone has a right not to be videoed if they're out in public.
Yeah.
But... that's another issue. They could at least express their desire not to be, and then if the neighbor breaks that and videos them anyway, then you've got a different communication gap to deal with.
And I think probably most people can be reasoned with, especially if you approach them in the right way. If you approach them calmly and just say, you know, you can let them know about your displeasure without getting upset at them and yelling at them. Like, it would be the wrong way to approach this neighbor if the mother had said, oh, what the hell are you doing? You put this... Or if she...
Call them names and demand that they take it down.
Or if she swore at the neighbor.
Yeah.
Ironically, since she didn't like the swearing.
That's
but,
right.
But if she said, oh, what are you doing? You put this picture of my kid. What kind of a sick person are you? I can't believe you did that. You're such a jerk.
Take it down now or else. That kind
of... that kind of language, that is going to get the other person to put up walls and defenses, and they're not going to listen to what you have to say. It'll turn into a shouting match, and you probably won't get what you want.
Neither party will.
Right. But if she comes up to the neighbor and just says,
I'm really hurt by this.
I'm not sure if you knew about this, but I just wanted to let you know that I wasn't pleased about this, and I would really appreciate it. It would make me feel a lot better if you could take this down.
And not do it again.
And also let him know, hey, I'm going to have a little talk with Jimmy about swearing. I realize that he has a reputation for swearing around the neighborhood.
And that would be really odd if her kid wasn't named Jimmy.
Well,
anyway, go on.
I'm going to have a little talk with Bobby Sue about this. Yeah. Well, I mean, if the mother, like, let the neighbor know that...
Yes, I agree.
I'm going to talk to my kid about this, but I'd like to talk to you first and also just let you know that I didn't appreciate this and I would like you to take it down. And I think in most people are reasonable enough that they would...
You get more
They would take it down. But what if they're not? What if the guy is just crazy and says, oh, it's your fault for leaving your kid, letting your kid out of the house. I'm not taking it down. Are you kidding? What could she do?
Well... See, it goes back to what I was thinking earlier. She really can't do anything because I think it's appropriate. If it was all voluntary, even though she didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The kid volunteered to go over there. She was okay with her kid going to the neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor and the kid came up to some agreement. I'll pay you a buck if you say the swear word on video for me, and I'm going to put it on YouTube. And YouTube is public, and anyone can put up the videos that they've made. And everything about this is fine, except that it was rude between... the adults, right? The neighbor and the parent of the child.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that anything wrong was done, just rude stuff was done. Does that make sense?
You don't think that the neighbor aggressed against the kid or the mother?
No, doesn't sound like it from the little I know.
You think that he was just rude? Yeah.
Yes. However, once the mother...
I have to agree with you, but I think she still feels wronged and she, you know...
Feels wronged. I don't think she is wronged. She might be expressing, hey, I think I was hurt that you did this without asking me, or it seems like you're making fun of me, or I'd like it if you not do this again.
Well, she could consider it harmful to her reputation or her kid's reputation.
Yes, but we could have a whole... If we haven't already, we could have a whole show about reputation. I don't think you own your reputation. Your reputation is in the minds of others. You can't own that. You can't control that.
Yeah. Well, I think you're probably right about that, Mike. But I did want to get back to, just to bring us back on topic, I think there is something that the mother could do, even if she talks to this neighbor and says, hey, I didn't appreciate that you posted this video. I would like you to take it down. And she asks him nicely, but he still won't take it down. There is something that she could do.
What?
Number one, she could flood YouTube with videos of her kid doing completely saintly, nice things.
Yep.
Number two is... she could ostracize the neighbor. She could say, okay, I've asked you nicely, but you still wouldn't take the video down. I have no choice but to keep my son away from you at all costs, and I hope I never see you again.
Well, more than that. I'm going to tell all our friends and neighbors that, you know, you did this without asking me, and I asked you to take it down, and you didn't.
Yes.
They might agree with you, but I'm going to tell them what happened.
Sure. And that would be a step above applying a little bit more pressure.
Right.
So, she does have a course of action.
Another version of your flood YouTube with good videos is a slight alteration of that would be to publicize that she didn't approve and that it was a mistake and that it's not the norm and it was a fluke that her son sweared or whatever. And the same way, videotape an explanation of, I didn't appreciate this, and my neighbor didn't want to take it down, and so I'm apologizing.
And he did something unethical by paying my son $1 and telling him to perform, and my son didn't understand what he was doing. That would be perfectly reasonable. She can leave that as a YouTube response or a comment on the video if the guy won't take it down.
By calling
the cops and making this national news story, she probably attracted so much more attention to that video than it would have ever gotten.
That's true. And another thing she could even do is contact YouTube and say, This user put up a video of my child without asking me. This is inappropriate against your user policies. Please take down that video.
Yes. So...
And you should probably also say, I've contacted this user and asked him to first, and they refused. Now you please take this video down.
Yes. So there are many ways that, you know, she could have handled this in a completely voluntary fashion, you know, between her and this neighbor and possibly, you know, her broader community or YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. But without... The point is that she... There are many, many ways she could have handled this without bringing in the police.
We're indoctrinated in government schools and this society of government is God to think that cops are heroes and the justice system is just and it's not. And I'm breaking a social norm and this is going to be bad people skills. But if you ever get a chance to sit down and just think about things or read some of the books that we've referenced on our website and learn about why government exists and what government does, you might, you know, train yourself in a few years to understand it is not a good idea to call the cops on, at least in most situations. Most people, you know, liberty people would agree, right?
Yes.
Especially nonviolent situations. It's just a bad idea to call cops, you know, violent people who are there with the authority to be violent into nonviolent situations.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better, Mike. All right, well.
Thank you.
If you have good people skills and you like to resolve your conflicts without bringing in the police, you should email questions@porktherapy.com and ask us for our advice or our opinion. Mike, you thought I was going to solicit a date request for you.
I did. That would totally went where I didn't want to know it was going.
Soliciting a question request. See, I'm cleaning up my act. I'm becoming much more classy. I know you are actually busy tomorrow night. That's why I did that.
For the first time ever.
For the first time in the history of Pork Therapy, Mike is busy tomorrow night. He has to go to some private arbitration.
Oh, yeah.
No, just kidding.
No, you're not.
Anyway, thank you for listening. You can visit our website at porctherapy.com. And if you would like to solicit our help in solving your problems in a voluntary way, I mean, because you're the only one that can solve your own problems, but we like to help people if they're stuck or if they're trying to brainstorm.
If you would like some more opinions, some more insight, some more eyes on the issue.
Yes, we can probably help, and we'd love to. We'd love the chance to have you on our show or just gossip about you on our show or whatever whatever we feel. So email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can call us at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4, which is...
It is actually 419-785-6834. It's so weird to hear it said like that. I'm used to Hannah singing 419 PT love 4.
Thanks, Hannah.
Hannah, by the way, the one who sings our theme song. She is awesome.
You can get a link to her website for more of her awesome music on our website, porktherapy.com.
That's right. And you can friend us on Facebook.
And
you
follow us on
Twitter. Follow us on Twitter.
Where can they hear us?
On the Liberty Radio Network or the NH Liberty Radio podcast loop.
And thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Until then, don't call the cops.
Yeah, and even after then, don't call
unless
the cops.
You're calling the sexy police, then you can call them on mic.
What? Are those
no,
the
don't
cops
even
that come and
those.
Rip off their tearaway pants?
They're not a monopoly, though, so it's
that's
okay.
That's right. It's voluntary cop nudity.
See you later.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.